How are Christians changed after coming to Christ? Scientology emphasizes spiritual advancement through prescribed procedures, training, and spiritual technology. Christianity teaches something very different. Christian transformation comes through the personal work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force or energy. He is the third person of the triune God. The Holy Spirit gives new birth, unites believers to Christ, lives within them, and gradually forms them into the likeness of Jesus. Galatians 5 describes the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Christian maturity is not measured by extraordinary power, spiritual rank, or increased control. It is seen in Christ-like character, love, faithfulness, repentance, and dependence upon God. Christians do not become spiritually self-sufficient. They continue to need grace, forgiveness, scripture, prayer, and the help of other believers. The church is therefore central to Christian transformation. Believers grow through worship, biblical teaching, baptism, communion, prayer, Christian friendship, accountability, service, and mutual encouragement. Christian growth is not an isolated process between a spiritual technician and an individual. The Holy Spirit forms believers within the body of Christ. A helpful ministry question might be, do you understand spiritual transformation mainly as applying the correct procedures or as receiving new life through a personal relationship with God? The central ministry principle is this. Christian transformation is not produced by spiritual technology. The Holy Spirit gives new life, forms Christ-like character, and joins believers to a grace-centered Christian community.